This is WNCW's More to the Story for this Wednesday, March the 21st. I'm Paul Foster. Our guest is from the Asheville Citizen-Times, Casey Blake, Community Engagement Editor. She'll be speaking on the behalf of the newsroom and their reporters that have been focusing on a leading news item for some weeks now, the body cam video of a former Asheville police officer beating a man that was being arrested at the time for jaywalking, and that goes back to last August. Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
This incident didn't come to light until the video actually came to you guys, and was that at the beginning of the year?
Yes, that's correct. So the video actually did not come to us until not too long before we released it here in late February. And it was, of course, leaked to us by a source, and it is still to date not a public record yet. I believe leaked exclusively to the Citizen Times about 6 months after the incident took place.
It's been well documented in the stories you guys have covered since the video came to you. Do remind everyone the name of the officer and the name of the victim. The victim was African American. The former police officer was Caucasian.
Yes, absolutely. So the incident took place with an officer, Chris Hickman, who is a former Asheville Police Department officer, who essentially stopped a man, Johnny Rush, an Asheville resident, who was coming off of a long shift at a restaurant on Tunnel Road for allegedly jaywalking and trespassing through a few closed parking lots. Some fairly minor charges. And as you said, of course, Johnny Rush is a black man and Officer Hickman is a white former officer.
And of course, from what I understand, the video did show that such things took place as far as the harsh treatment by the officer of choking, and was there a fist thrown?
The video, of course, is body cam footage. It's, in the dark and it's somewhat chaotic, but a lot of it is pretty well lit and clear. The confrontation begins with Mr. Rush essentially saying, I'm tired, I just want to go home. The officer then presents him with the option of either giving him a ticket or arresting him. So they're not really appearing to give him the option of just going along his way. Eventually, Mr. Rush states that he just wants to go home. The officer sort of makes a move toward him. Mr. Rush runs, and the officers eventually tackle him, hold him down, and then several more minutes of the incident include tasing, punching the man in the head, the victim, of course. It appears that he's choked for a time and just generally a really ugly, aggressive encounter. And from what we can see, really, really no resistance from Mr. Rush once he's on the ground.
After the news was reported, what was the reaction of the police department, and in particular that of Chief Tammy Hooper?
Yeah, that's a great question. The chief spoke with us fairly immediately after, of course, was aware of the video shortly after it was taken with the incident. And then a really complex timeline has come together sort of in drips and drabs. There are a lot of sort of complex issues here with basically the way that police chiefs cannot effectively fire their officers and all sorts of protocol around internal investigations, referring things to the DA. So there are a lot of players here, a small handful of folks who clearly saw the video and were taking what a lot of folks see as very slow action on it. But we do know that several city leaders, including the mayor and city council, were completely unaware of the video and learned of it for the first time on Citizen Times. But we do know she immediately came out and apologized on behalf of the department, made it clear that the officer's actions were unacceptable, and really has made no claim that the officer acted justly in the case.
Chris Hickman was no longer with the department. He also has now been officially charged in this matter, correct?
That's right. So the district attorney's office has charged a former officer Hickman with assault. Of course, those charges came after the video was leaked, and we have no reason to believe or not believe that those charges would have come about on their own. But of course, they did come about after the public outcry. It's really pretty unusual for an officer to face charges in a case like this. I think nationally, we have not seen a lot of cases with that outcome. How that case will be prosecuted and the ultimate outcome is still to be determined, but I think the fact that he was even charged is pretty unusual.
WNCW's More to the Story is talking with Casey Blake of the Asheville Citizen-Times concerning the former Asheville police officer on video beating a man that was being arrested on an evening back last August. Casey, as the time has gone on involving this case, the city of Asheville, I understand, is now facing legal action over the use of force against Hickman. Johnny Rush intends to sue the city and police department. Is that right?
That's correct. So, you know, again, we don't know a ton about, you know, the behind-the-scenes litigation of this, but we do know that there was a letter sent to the city manager, Gary Jackson, and police chief Tammy Hooper, basically announcing an attorney is representing Johnny Rush, the victim in this case, and is reasonably certain that they will pursue litigation on Mr. Rush's behalf. It certainly is looking like the city is going to face some legal action here.
One of the stories mentioned is that it said that the legal action could take place against, as we said, the department and the city unless a deal is reached.
I would imagine those discussions are taking place now. I mean, of course, you know, that's a pretty standard. Any threat of litigation or a lawsuit always can be resolved in another way. Whether it will, we just don't know, and that will be between Mr. Rush's attorney and the city's. I think this case could go a number of different directions.
The FBI is also involved in the investigation.
That's correct. Yes, the FBI and potentially at some point the State Bureau of Investigation as well.
What about some groups in and around Asheville? Have they been coming forward to state their concerns over what happened to the victim?
Absolutely. I mean, this issue has brought out one of the more, you know, robust sort of public outcries that I can recall in recent memory. There was a Citizens Police Advisory Council meeting here a couple of weeks ago where, you know, folks were lined up outside the door. It was a chaotic scene from what our reporters have said, and just really a lot of anger, understandably, and heartbreak, I think, from folks who say this was not an isolated incident, from folks in the Black community who say this is a more common experience than a lot of folks realize. Really a pretty beleaguered Police Chief Hooper eventually saying that she would resign if that's what it took to fix this. So yeah, a lot of anger, a lot of heartbreak, and I think also a lot of folks really wanting to use this as an opportunity to bring to light a struggle that they have been crying out for, you know, for a long time, that this is not an isolated incident. A very, very big public response so far.
And Casey, in wrapping up, what do you think we can expect to occur in this story in the days to come?
Yeah, I wish we knew. There, you know, it seems that every time we predict an outcome, we're surprised by the way city and leaders have handled this. Certainly the mayor and council seem to be taking this extremely seriously. Certainly folks question the sincerity of that and how much of it is PR, but it does not seem that this issue is going away anytime soon. I think we can expect that the city will take serious action on this. Whether or not the police chief resigns, I don't know. You know, there have been sort of mixed reviews from council and the mayor on whether or not the police chief should continue to maintain a role, whether or not the city manager should maintain his position as well. The big things we're keeping an eye on are how all of these leaders and players were sort of going to be held to account by the public and by city council and other folks in charge.
Casey Blake of the Asheville Citizen Times, who serves as community engagement editor, opinions editor. We want to thank you for giving us more to the story today.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul.
Podcast of More to the Story is available at wncw.org.